Blackstone Publishing presents Fighting for You by Monica Murphy. This book is read by Teddy Hamilton and Sarah McEwen.
The Past, Diego. Hey, loser. My big brother Mateo nudges me hard in the ribs, sending me stumbling forward. Lucky enough, I catch myself before I fall. I dare you to go tell Marty he's a homo. All of Mateo's friends crack up the moment he makes the dare, and he laughs too, the loudest one of all. I frown, glancing over at where my cousin Marty is playing with all of our girl cousins. He's laughing and having a good time, and I don't want to go over there and call him a homo. He might tell. And my Aunt Lisa, his mama, she can be mean. Besides, who cares if he's gay? It doesn't matter to me. It's my brother's birthday party. He just turned 15, and most of our family is here to celebrate, along with his friends. Mateo complained about having a party with the family, calling it kid stuff. But Mom wouldn't hear of it. She's always looking for an excuse for the family to get together. Mateo was mad that he didn't have a choice. It didn't matter that Mom let him have as many friends over as he wanted. It didn't matter that she bought him 2 video games that he wanted instead of just 1. He didn't get his way, so he'd show her. He and his friends have been stealing beers out of the ice chest all afternoon, sneaking off and drinking them in his room. I can smell the beer on his breath right now, and I would never say it out loud, but knowing he's a little drunk scares me. Alcohol makes my big brother meaner, and he's already mean enough. All of the adults at the party are oblivious to Mateo and his friends stealing the beers. Mom's having too much fun hanging out with her sister. They're drinking and laughing, having a good time. It makes me happy to see her like that. She's always so sad, or mad, angry with Mateo, angry with me. Please tell me you're not a little chicken shit, Mateo snarls, and I jerk my gaze to his, staring at him. He stares back, until I'm the one who looks away first. I'm always the one who does that. Marty is my age. We're 11, and in the 5th grade, and while Marty has never come right out and said it, we're all pretty sure he's gay. Are you gonna tell him he's a homo or not? Mateo asks, his rough voice jolting me out of my thoughts. I glare at him, realizing quickly all of his friends draw in closer until they formed a tight circle around me. It's me against them, and I'm going to lose. Why don't you do it? I toss at my brother, stalling for time. My stomach hurts. I don't like calling people names or causing problems, especially at family parties, but Mateo has been pushing me a lot lately.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?